Hey everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast, educating and motivating creative students, professionals, and entrepreneurs. This is your host, Roberto Blake, helping you create something awesome today. Today's topic is one of the most important things I think I've ever talked about, and I think it's something that is probably important to a lot of you in the listening audience. We're going to talk about how curiosity helps grow creativity. I think that curiosity is something that is dramatically underestimated. I think it's undervalued right now, and there's not a huge conversation around this. And I think that that's a real problem. So that's what we're going to be covering today, among other things. I also want to update you to some things that have been happening in the creative community that we need to take a look at. So that's what you can expect from today's episode. We don't have a sponsor for today's episode, but there is something I want to plug because I think the far majority of you still struggle with getting a website started. So I want to recommend Wix. Wix is a great solution that lets you build a website without having to learn any complicated coding or HTML the way I did. And you can go ahead and use that. Go to robertoblake.com/Wix and you can get started with a website today if you really need to, with no coding or technical ability required. So let's jump into today's episode, starting with a news update. This is something that I think a lot of you will probably be interested in. If you didn't know, Pokemon Go is a game that was recently released for mobile apps, and it's one of the best performing, highest grossing mobile app games of all time. In its first 30 days, 200 million. That's huge. So how is that a design story or a creative story? Well, the interesting thing about it is there was a lot of creative development obviously involved in the game. But what I'm super interested in is like the implications of augmented reality and what that means for the creative services industry. With augmented reality games and apps like this on mobile devices, you're going to see a lot of businesses reapproach their marketing, which means that as creatives, there's an influx and an opportunity of jobs for us, not only for web developers, coders, UI and UX designers, but pretty much everybody, including marketers, photographers, videographers, because virtual reality and augmented reality are now practical for mainstream people. That's what Pokemon Go has accomplished. The mainstream audience now understands the value of this in the same way that the mainstream audience understands the value of web design or programming because of movies like Facebook and so on and so forth. We always need a big media push to bring awareness of an industry into the mainstream. A lot of people know about Photoshop and photography a lot more than they used to years ago because of things like America's Next Top Model. So whenever a big media push like this, a game, a movie, an app, a television series brings an industry into prominence, then you can expect a little bit of an uptake and a boom in that industry and for mainstream audiences to understand the value of it. I think when design folks get a movie like the Facebook movie that highlights graphic design, that maybe things like Fiverr and 99 Designs won't be as attractive to mainstream audiences and they'll want to work with actual professionals. You know, I think that could be a thing. But what Pokemon Go teaches us is that the new landscape of the world as far as creative and marketing is changing and evolving in ways that people couldn't have predicted. And we all need to be in a position to take advantage of that opportunity. There's a small fortune right now in Snapchat geofilters that a lot of people are neglecting and leaving on the table. I know a lot of photographers have gotten really into drones. So there's opportunity. If you romanticize the old school way of doing things 10 or 20 years ago, you're probably going to lose. But if you embrace the new reality that we're all living in and you take advantage of things like technology, then there's a bounty of opportunity instead of scarcity. There's a lot of virgin soil, if you will. It's the wild, wild west all over again. So it's time for a major land grab. And I would just start taking advantage of it. I mean, that's what I'm positioning to do. And I would recommend that to any of you in the listening audience. And I think that ties very well into today's main topic of discussion, which is curiosity and creativity. Curiosity, in my opinion, is one of the fundamental things that grows you as a creative. And I think it's neglected. I think it's undervalued. And I think it's underemphasized, especially in the school system at every level. I mean, this isn't a rant about me, you know, with higher education, because I have my views and opinions there, but I still think that higher education has its place in terms of the college system. I would argue about the price tag attached to it, but that's a whole nother conversation. What I'm getting at is I don't think that people are encouraged to ask questions enough and ask intelligent enough questions and to be curious and to discover, because it's inconvenient. I remember being an inquisitive child, and what an inconvenience that was for the far majority of adults and the far majority of my teachers. There were a few select teachers, amazing and tremendous men and women, who encouraged and fostered that curiosity, but for everyone else, it was a pain in the butt. And many adults didn't like the idea of having to be accountable to a child and explain why something needed to be done. They just wanted you to do it, whether that was read a chapter and regurgitate these facts, memorize this, perform this task, do this busy work. And that doesn't fit the mold of creativity. Creatives are not served by that model. They are not served by those behaviors. We are served by exploring, by operating like settlers. We don't grow, we don't develop. We need that exploration, we need the challenge, and people are being discouraged from doing that. People are, you know, settling in, hunkering down, and it's a problem. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing for the average everyday person, but creatives, we think differently. Like, that isn't just an arbitrary, like, Apple slogan. We really do think differently. We use the majority of a whole side of our brain that most people don't use in the same way that we do. That is a reality. That is science. So the systems that are in place for the everyday person don't suit us, and they don't stimulate, they don't encourage that creativity and that curiosity. Society does not encourage that curiosity because it is easier to operate as a society when people are not questioning the rules. And again, this is nothing political. I'm just speaking very frankly here, that if you're a creative person and you want to understand the process behind something, or you want to understand the methodology or the structure behind something, and you ask a lot of questions as to the why and the how behind it, for someone that's just trying to get their job done and move on with their life or collect their paycheck, you are now a problem, because 90% of the other people in the room are just going along with this thing as it's been presented without asking any further questions. And so you're inconveniencing them. And the thing is, if they don't have the answers, then you're undermining them and you're setting them up for embarrassment. So when I say that most of our systems as a society are not set up to benefit creatives and not to encourage curiosity, that is actually something that almost every single person listening to this podcast right now can tell me that they've experienced in their life. In fact, I would love for you to tweet at me at Roberto Blake on Twitter and like tweet a video message at me and tell me whether or not and about how curiosity was or wasn't fostered and encouraged for you as a creative throughout your career and throughout your life. Because I guarantee those stories will be interesting, and I might do some kind of compilation on the YouTube channel with that or something else, or a compilation for Instagram. So go ahead and tweet those video messages at me in Twitter so I can do something with that, because I think it'd be interesting to just kind of get a video survey of the creative landscape in that way, and I might do more experiments with that. But I really believe that the far majority of creative people are being held back by the fact that curiosity is not encouraged and is the main way that we grow creativity. If it wasn't for the desire and the need to be curious about how websites work, I would have never broken down HTML code and learned how to build my first websites. And I built my first websites because I wanted a way to share my photography and my illustration with the world at 13 years old. If I hadn't been curious about how photography and pictures work and asked my uncles to teach me photography at like 10 years old and start developing my own film in the darkroom, I would have never gotten that first step and that education. And it was something that the majority of people at 10 years old were not curious about and were not asking questions about, that they took for granted. Oh, snap a picture, comes out the Polaroid camera, snap a picture, we drop it off at the store and we get it back. I wanted to know the process. I wanted to understand it, and I wanted to do it myself. And that mattered, because between learning photography, which then led to learning video, and learning how to build websites, all of those things dramatically impacted my career, changed my life, changed my earning potential, let me have a good career, and let me build a real business later in life. So that's why any of you probably have any idea who I am today, is because my curiosity wasn't stunted. My curiosity was fostered by people within my family and by a handful of great and wonderful men and women who took the time to teach me the things that I wanted and needed to learn in order to grow as a creative and to grow as a human being. But I also think it's important to take individual responsibility for your own growth and development. I think that a lot of people don't ask questions because of a sense of fear, either a fear of rejection or a fear of being told like that they shouldn't be asking questions in the first place. I don't know, but I do know that a lot of people are afraid of embarrassment, afraid to be called out, and that could be holding them back. And the reality is that I understand that it's difficult. I understand that that's a real, genuine fear that people have, but I encourage you to get past it and to work through it, because the end result is that you could learn something that dramatically changes your life, or you could find that that's someone who does want to foster your creativity and your curiosity. And that could mean that you end up finding a true mentor, something that's really rare and special to find, a true mentor that understands you and is willing to guide you. That's something not to be taken for granted. So I think it's worth taking the risk. And you know what? I think that is a good place for us to end today's conversation. And so let's get into this week's Create Awesome Challenge. For today's Create Awesome Challenge, I want you to tweet at me at Roberto Blake on Twitter and tell me what you're most curious about as a creative, whether you're a photographer, a writer, a musician, whatever type of creative you are. I want to know what the thing you're most curious about and what, if you could learn right now, would make a real difference in your life. So that's going to wrap up today's show. Thanks so much, you guys, for tuning in. Remember to share the podcast with anyone you think would get real value from it, would be motivated or educated by it. You can find the podcast in iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio. You can also visit createsomethingawesometoday.com and get the podcast as well as all the show notes with resources and links that help you out. A lot of free stuff is there. Usually there's also a hidden secret link to something that I think is special that could help you guys out. So make sure you're checking that out at createsomethingawesometoday.com. This is your host, Roberto Blake, signing off, reminding you to create something awesome today. Take care.